I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Vermont native Sophie Caldwell won a World Cup in Germany, becoming the first U.S. woman in history to win a World Cup in the cross-country skiing classic sprint. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, Caldwell's New England roots turned out to be a deciding factor in her historic win.
Sophie Caldwell is used to skiing in less than perfect conditions. Caldwell grew up in Peru, Vermont, in a family that includes a former coach for the U.S. Olympic cross-country ski team. So regardless of the conditions, if there was any snow on the ground, she and her family would be out bombing through the woods in southern Vermont. When she woke up on the day of the World Cup race in Germany, there was a lot of talk about the conditions of the course. It's been unseasonably warm in Europe, and the snow was slushy and soft. A few of the athletes even fell the prior day during practice. Caldwell says she took one look at the course and felt right at home.
So conditions for the sprint were pretty sloppy. It was a light rain started to fall at the end of the day. It was pretty warm out. The tracks weren't super stable, and it was just a lot like what I grew up skiing in.
The classic sprint, which includes up and downhill skiing through the woods, along with a flat stretch, is not Caldwell's strongest race. But as she made her way through the qualifying rounds, ripping by the other skiers who were playing it a little more conservatively on the soft course, Caldwell says she began to feel that it was going to be a special day.
Well, I definitely wasn't expecting to win that race when I woke up in the morning, but I felt great in the morning qualifying and qualified a lot higher than I had ever qualified in a classic sprint before, and kind of carried that momentum into the rounds.
Sverre Caldwell, Sophie's dad, is director of the Nordic program at the Stratton Mountain School, and he was in Michigan with the school's team at a competition. He and the team were watching the race from a hotel, and he says he noticed how some of the European skiers were snowplowing in the soft snow while Sophie was letting it rip.
Kind of halfway through the finals, after they went down the bigger hill that was kind of hairy, she was in second or third, and we're going, oh my God, this is, we're looking at a podium here. So we're all jumping up and down.
Sverre Caldwell's father, John, wrote the cross-country ski book in 1964, which introduced the sport to the United States, and Sverre's brother, Tim, competed in 4 Winter Olympics. So Sverre says Sophie has been training most of her life for this week's World Cup race.
She was born in March, so she didn't start skiing until she was 10 months old, probably. Kind of when we had snow, we just put her on these little skis and she'd slide down a hill, and she thought it was pretty cool.
The final race was a nail-biter, with Sophie skiing on the Vermont-like snow with 2 of the fastest Norwegian racers in the world over. She beat both of them by less than 1 second. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.